This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show. We're at Broad and Glenside, Friday's restaurant. As we've said several times, come on out and join us. Our show's about over, but we're going to stay here and watch the Virginia-Miami game that starts immediately after our show goes off the air. We do want to thank our engineer back in studio, Derek, and Brett, who is our on-site producer tonight. He has been terrific setting this up. A couple of things before we get back to Terry Gates. The Virginia women's swimming and diving team, ACC champions for the ninth consecutive time. So that's
unbelievable.
That's pretty impressive. And, of course, the Virginia baseball team won two of the three games down in Conway, South Carolina. But the game time for tomorrow's game against VMI has been moved to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you're planning on going to Charlottesville, you're going to have to go a little earlier than you had planned otherwise. So Virginia baseball tomorrow, VMI at 2 o'clock.
And the UVA lacrosse team won a big game at Drexel over the weekend, and that was crucial. All right, let's get on back to basketball with Terry Gates. Terry, if you had to look at this team and you could tinker and fix it yourself as maybe an assistant coach, what would you be focused on?
Well, I would focus more on the offense. I just think better shot selection down the stretch to encourage some of the your fourth and fifth option to shoot the ball. I think one of the major problems is, and you brought it up with number three in the country, is you, Frank. It's expectations. This is a very good basketball team. It's not a great basketball team. It's not real big. It's got a very small margin of error for them to win, you know, games where they're, you know, top 15 games, let's say, in the country. So they're very good. They're not great. But, you know, they've got four more games regular season. Here's the problem. They're 42-8. Our expectations and your expectations are, you remember how well they played with Justin Anderson and Malcolm.
Joe Harris.
Joe Harris. But just remember last January, before Justin got hurt. They were playing very, very well. They're not that athletic. They don't have that personality of Justin, and they don't have Darius Atkins. So,
you agree that about 3 or 4 weeks ago, they seemed to recognize that if they were going to win consistently, they had to do it on the defensive end?
Yes, but they spend two-thirds of their practices or three-quarters of practice on defense. But what I see at the end of the game, if you get better shots earlier in the shot clock, and now the 35-second shot clock now to 30 changes the game a little bit.
But yeah, it got to be quicker.
A little quicker, and if you're open with 18 seconds to go, you're wide open. You're London Perantes, and you're wide open. You shoot 54% from 3-point shot. Shoot it.
All right, let me jump in here quick. We want to let our listeners know, and those that are in attendance here at Fridays know, that next week's show we have UVA Athletic Director Craig Littlepage as our featured guest, and we also have former UVA forward Jimmy Miller. So that's going to be a lot of fun next week. What a good show.
Yeah, back in studio as we look forward next week to Clemson and Louisville.
All right, Hobbo, we have about a minute or so to go. Let's help put a bow on this thing right now.
Well, I just think this is Terry says it's another game, but I think this is more than another game. I think this is one of the pivotal games of the season. I think the team has an opportunity. If I'm Coach Bennett, I'm telling you that the opportunity is right in front of you. You just need to go out and grab it.
Well, they need to consolidate. The victory against NC State was very important to shake off the loss in Durham. And at the same time, Virginia knows they can beat these guys. They beat them at home 66-58. And, I thought Miami played pretty tough. They played tough on defense. I think it's going to be a nail-biter of a game. Come on over here to Fridays and join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got drawings. We got prizes. We got a charitable endeavor here to raise money and raise some food items for the Feed More. And, this is a great environment, Hobbo.
It is. And I think either you or Terry earlier said rebounding is going to be one of the keys tonight. Got to limit the number of second-chance opportunities that Miami has. You know, they're big and strong inside. They're a good basketball team. I think the North Carolina game was just an unusual circumstance. Carolina coming off the Duke loss, they bounce back. They're playing at home, so I just think Miami caught Carolina at the wrong time.
All right, less than 30 seconds. Two thoughts real quick, Terry. Number one, I think Virginia's got to have good balanced scoring tonight. It can't just be Malcolm and Anthony Gill. And the other thing is to get make sure the other team doesn't get second shots.
Play hard and play smart.
All right, go Wahoos. Beat Miami. Sayonara. Let's
Thanks
go, baby.
Thanks for coming out. Go Hoos. We'll talk to you next Monday.
You've been listening to Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910. Sponsored by 4th O Virginia, LeClaire Ryan Law, TGI Fridays, Town Bank of Richmond, TheSaber.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Hildrop Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Holly Martin Partners, and West Hampton Cleaners, with special contributions from Sarge Reynolds and Buford Scott. Get a podcast of Who's Talkin' at Fox Sports Richmond.com.